Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the polls, President Trump is trying to build momentum in a number of swing states with just 8 days to go before Election Day. Yesterday, the president campaigned in New Hampshire. Joining us now to talk about that and the final days leading up to November 3rd is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So give us a sense, Anthony, what the president said yesterday when he visited New Hampshire, Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right. This was the president's second trip back to New Hampshire since he won the Republican nomination last summer. And he came to rally the faithful, and they came out filling up a hangar at the edge of Manchester Airport. And this was a sort of classic Trump rally, a 90-minute free-flowing stream of consciousness address that was full of self-congratulations. It included a long discourse on Air Force One, in case you wanted to know all about that. He also talked about the pandemic, repeating his claim that he's made a number of times, that it's under control and that the end is in sight. We're turning the corner, he said, even though infections continue to climb across the country.
You know, they keep talking about cases. You know why we have cases so much? Because that's all we do is test. If we cut our testing down in half, they'd say, well, they wouldn't say that, but cases would go down in half.
Now, that idea that the numbers are rising because we are testing so much has been pretty well debunked. The president also continued to sow doubts about the integrity of the coming election, saying the biggest risk is fake ballots, though there's little or no evidence to support that.
Right, Anthony. Tell us about the state of the race specifically in New Hampshire and why at this late date, with just a little over a week to go until Election Day, the president chooses to come back to New Hampshire.
It's a good question because you would think that he would be focused on those upper Midwestern states, Wisconsin and Michigan, as well as Pennsylvania, which helped deliver the presidency to him in 2016. And of course, he is focused on those states, but he's also running behind in those states. So the Trump campaign is trying to find some other states that could help give him that narrow path to 270 electoral votes. So that's why he's been trying to compete in Minnesota, for example, and it's why he's back in New Hampshire. Now, keep in mind that New Hampshire gave Trump his first primary victory in 2016 and really ignited his unlikely bid for the White House. So the state has some significance to him. He narrowly lost the state in the general election to Hillary Clinton. And so yesterday, he told supporters that he's counting on carrying New Hampshire on November 3rd.
9 days from now, we are going to win the state. Can you believe 9 days? And we're going to win 4 more great years in the White House. We're going to keep it going.
Anthony, you mentioned that Trump came close to carrying New Hampshire 4 years ago. How does it look this time around? How does it look today?
Well, today it looks different. I mean, there's two ways to look at this. I mean, no question he has big crowds, lots of enthusiasm, as he did yesterday. And if you talk to his supporters, like the folks who came out to hear him in Londonderry, he's doing great. I mean, for example, here's Norm Dion from Bedford, who says Trump was doing a great job managing the economy before the pandemic hit.
Every place you look around, there was help wanted signs. I always said that it would take a businessman to run his country right.
And what about the pandemic? Do you think he's doing a good job managing
it? Yeah. I mean, he didn't cause it. People around are making it sound like he caused the virus, and he didn't.
Well, that's one way to look at it, Anthony. But many other voters are judging President Trump on how he's handled the crisis, just as you asked that voter.
Exactly. And really, the other way to look at this race is to take a look at the many, many polls which suggests a real challenge for Trump right now. Unlike 4 years ago, he's no longer the insurgent. We're in the midst of a deep recession and a pandemic, as you pointed out, which a lot of people believe Trump has mismanaged. He's alienated lots of suburban voters, female voters, and older voters. So here's Andy Smith, who directs the UNH Polling Center in New Hampshire.
The problem for all Republicans in New Hampshire is Donald Trump is not popular in the state. He's losing in our most recent polls by about 10 percentage points to Joe Biden. And that's going to determine who shows up to vote, and it's going to hurt Republicans down the ticket.
Now, Smith says the one Republican in New Hampshire who's likely to do very well on November 3rd is the governor, Chris Sununu, who remains very popular here. But the last four polls out of New Hampshire show Trump trailing Biden by as much as 12 points. So it's really not certain if New Hampshire, a state that's been trending increasingly Democratic in recent years, is going to help him win re-election. But obviously we'll know in a few days.
Anthony, you mentioned New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and the popularity of Sununu in New Hampshire. Did he attend the Trump rally?
Interesting. No, he did not. And this is the second time Trump has come to New Hampshire and the second time Governor Sununu has not attended the rally. The first time he said he likes to stay out of crowds because of the coronavirus. Yesterday, he said he had another campaign event to attend.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, many thanks.
My pleasure, Bob.